Welcome to another episode of the NewsRamp Science Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, excited to bring you today's top stories. At NewsRamp.com, we gather the latest business news from the best sources, ensuring you stay updated and engaged. Before we begin, a quick reminder. This podcast features AI-assisted production and voices, but the news we present is genuine, with full stories available on NewsRamp.com. Today is Tuesday morning, October 14th, 2025, and we've curated a fantastic selection of science news just for you. So whether you're commuting, working out, or just relaxing, stay tuned and let's dive right in. Let's kick things off with our first headline.
Biomed news breaks. Sologenix Inc., NASDAQ SNGX, updates U.S. Medical Advisory Board to advance Phase 3 development of Hybrite for CTCL. Sologenix Inc., a late-stage biopharmaceutical company focused on treatments for rare diseases, has updated its U.S. Medical Advisory Board for Cutaneous T-Cell Lymphoma, CTCL, to support Phase 3 development of Hybrite TM, synthetic hypericin. The board, consisting of leading dermatologic and oncologic experts, will provide strategic guidance as Sologenix advances regulatory and commercialization activities for its photodynamic therapy. President and CEO Christopher J. Schaber, Ph.D., stated that the addition of new key opinion leaders reinforces the program's clinical depth and the company's commitment to bringing Hybrite to CTCL patients worldwide.
NeuroOne bolsters patent portfolio with recent decisions from both the U.S. Patent and Trademark Office and European Patent Office. NeuroOne Medical Technologies Corporation has recently strengthened its patent portfolio with successful additions from both the U.S. Patent and Trademark Office and the European Patent Office. These additions include a notice of allowance for a U.S. patent application covering novel electrode devices with temperature sensors, a granted European patent for spinal cord stimulation systems, and an issued U.S. patent for methods of making probe devices. With a total of 4 issued U.S. patents, 7 pending U.S. applications, and 8 pending foreign applications, NeuroOne continues to expand its technology platform for a variety of thin-film electrode technologies. CEO Dave Rosa expressed excitement for the progress, highlighting the importance of temperature control in their 1RF ablation system and the innovative paddle electrode designed to treat lower back pain without surgical incisions.
Centenario signs LOI to acquire the Cabot Copper and Gold Project in Newfoundland and Labrador, announces a $1.5 million financing and share consolidation. Centenario Gold Corp. has signed a non-binding letter of intent to acquire the Cabot Copper and Gold Project in Newfoundland and Labrador. The project includes the Cabot Copper Zone, with samples containing up to 7% Cu, and the Marble Cove Gold Prospect with historic samples up to 70.38 grams per all. The company also plans to consolidate shares in a 10-1 rollback to improve liquidity and fundraising. Additionally, Centenario announced a $1.5 million financing through a private placement of 15 million units at 10 cents each, with half warrants exercisable at 5 cents for 24 months. President and CEO Doug Fulcher sees the Cabot project as aligning with the company's exploration strategy, focusing on high-potential targets in established mining jurisdictions. The acquisition represents an expansion of Centenario's copper-gold portfolio in a region known for increasing exploration activity. Women face barriers in accessing, participating in cardiac rehab despite proven benefits. A new scientific statement published in Circulation reveals that women face barriers in accessing and participating in cardiac rehabilitation programs, despite the proven benefits for long-term cardiovascular health. Women are less likely to be referred to cardiac rehab, have lower enrollment rates compared to men, and encounter individual and societal challenges, such as caregiving responsibilities and financial constraints. The statement highlights the need to increase awareness, improve referral rates, and address barriers to participation for women with cardiovascular disease. By offering personalized care and support, we can help improve quality of life and reduce the risk of future cardiac events for women. The American Heart Association emphasizes the importance of tailored support to meet women's emotional, social, and physical needs in cardiac rehab programs.
BiomedX launches Women's Health R&D Accelerator in Heidelberg. BiomedX has launched XFEM Labs, a Women's Health R&D Accelerator in Heidelberg, supported by the Gates Foundation. This initiative aims to create a world-class women's health innovation hub to develop scalable solutions for women globally. The first project focuses on new strategies for female-controlled non-hormonal contraception to address barriers to access and side effects of current methods. Researchers can submit proposals to join the project and participate in a boot camp at BiomedX. The project is funded by a $2 million grant from the Gates Foundation. BiomedX operates at the intersection of academia and industry, conducting biomedical research in various fields with the support of leading pharmaceutical companies and early career scientists from around the world.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Science Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.